Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's a early, early 4:20 in the morning. We're just waking up to see, say hello to all you motherfuckers on the East Coast, and then we're going to be rebroadcasting at 7:10 during the oil hour a.m. on the West Coast for everybody's out there. And today, I got an awesome special guest, and I had the honor of being on his show a few years ago, and that was one of the coolest things that I got to do. Welcome, Amir, to Purple Haze Radio and to our Wild Wake and Bake show, and thanks for coming out so early in the morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Let's spark one up. What do you feel like smoking today?
Let's do it.
Let's grab out the bong. You got a bong by you, you got a bong by me. Let's fucking wake up and get the shit. Wake up and bake up to all of our guys out there in the cars today.
So,
oh yeah.
All right, it's Fat Dad time.
I myself had to hit, I gotta hit the flowers in the morning, but my boy Amir, he's got the oil covered. He's got the oil covered like a pimp, though, for sure. Getting the dab going. That shit's good, huh?
Real nice.
So, what's been going on with you, man?
So, you know, since we last were on a show together, that was a few years back, and in the meantime, I have busted into the, I guess we call it the white market of cannabis, which is awesome. I got a new company called Lit Club. We are revolutionizing the cannabis industry and really trying to bring a new standard to the industry, a higher standard. It's actually a standard that I see that you have. You guys are some of the few people that I've seen over the years who have that kind of higher standard that is going to take our industry into the mainstream and have that super high standard. I mean, just looking at how the regulations are set, you see organic, no pesticides.
Yeah.
Those are our standards, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
If it weren't for us just giving people shit all the time and saying, like, oh, you use that in there? No, fuck that, man. I'm not going to get that from you for years and years and years. And now that's the higher standard. And now just through that simple thing alone, the cannabis industry has higher standards than the entire food industry combined. So so what we're trying to do, we got we do pre-rolls, we do flowers. We got our Lit Club Forbidden Fruit. It's a new strain that's out. It's a cherry pie crossed with Tangy.
You hear that name? Hold on. You gotta slow down for the stoners. That fucking sounded sexy. What was that? What'd you say? Forbidden?
Forbidden Fruit.
Forbidden Fruit.
We got a new strain out right now. It's a cherry pie.
Would you
pie
like to try some of the forbidden fruit? Oh, cherry pie. You hearing that out there? Cherry pie crossed with Tangy. And there's a lot of people out there. Let's just break it down that now are listening in their cars and getting to check out a cannabis lifestyle radio station. And then even you and I, a few years ago when I came on your show, I remember you giving me some props about being innovative and being out there in the cannabis industry and trying to educate and put out these brands and do stuff. But one of the most important things that I think is even more important than anything is educating all these people who have no idea. Absolutely no idea how crazy and huge this industry is and the rippling effect that it's having just in the past few years since you and I hung out, right?
Yep. Yeah, we were just talking about, before you came in, about the concentrate market and just how 2 years ago there were just a handful of suppliers and it was at a certain price and it was really hard to get it lower and there was a certain quality. Now you can go anywhere and get any kind of concentrate you want at any price, at any quality, and that's only 2 years. Two years of change.
And people don't even know what the difference is between concentrates. Like, there's people in their car that are like, what the fuck are they talking about? Tangy and this and that. The Tangy is the tangerine kind of nickname that was given to the bud because it has a really, like, no bullshit. You take the bag and you open it up and you crack open a nug and it's like smelling citrus, like fucking oranges, like you cracked open an orange and just, like, you know, smelt it, you know, and it tastes like it, you know, and then you cross the cherry pie, which is definitely like a favorite of ours and Shout out to Baby Bash, who puts out the official Cherry Pie, one of the officials for sure, and cross that. But does the Cherry Pie truly taste cherry? That's the question, because it's kind of a cushy, isn't it? Like
yeah, because it's a GDP crossed with Durban.
Okay, so GDP, for the layman, is the granddaddy perp, right?
Yes.
Which was Steve or Esteves, I believe, or something like that, was the inventor of the granddaddy perps. Shout out to you, my Nizzle, from another Dizzle. And for the awesome strain that you brought in. And the granddaddy is kind of actually more like a purpley, beautiful looking bud, but a very grapey almost kind of taste, yes. Right?
Yeah.
So what they did is they took the grape and they crossed it with, what was the other one you said that's in the cherry pie?
Durban.
The Durban poison. Now that's like an earthy
compare that to a Hindu cup of coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah. Ooh, it kind of hits me like a cup of coffee does.
Your flavor consideration with a mirror. You know, I love it. That's fucking great, dude.
Yeah. If you guys ever, I always tell people, if you're looking for a nice focused day, try smoking some bourbon poison. Because that is a very good coffee comparison. Keeps you nice and focused. A little wired, but not too much.
You should try some of this. Try some of this coconut cushy.
Ooh.
These nice big fucking giant nuggets I brought out for you today.
All right.
Ooh. And then you got a bong over there, and you got a little lighter for you. And then I'm going to try some of this. Look at this, speaking of.
This is a nice
CBD
nut.
Infused. He brought here the Lit Club. And tell us, what is the Lit Club?
So Lit Club is a new company that I started with my partner, Jed Weiss. And we are trying to raise the standard of cannabis. And we have this CBD cold brew coffee here that we use with CBD hemp isolate, 100% organic.
So question, so the CBD hemp isolate, are you getting that from Cali or are you getting that from some other state?
Some other state.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it Colorado?
Yes.
And why don't we give out a prop to whatever isolate company is hooking up Amir here? Can we give a shout out to that or not? Proprietary information.
No, again. Actually, I have the, there is the lab. Their name does not come up to my
head.
Shout out
to all the CBD guys out there. And just so you know, people think that, I see CBD everywhere and things like that. The federal government actually made it a Schedule I drug January 13th, of 2017. So they actually made it just as illegal as cannabis. They're just not going around and enforcing it, and I believe there's actually a lawsuit against the government because it was considered hemp, and they can't isolate CBD to just say that because under 3% THC in the plant is considered then considered hemp in the United States Hemp Act, right?
Yeah, and another thing is that the federal government doesn't regulate any other cannabinoid past THC either, really.
But they have, why do they have a patent for CBD? The U.S. government has a patent for a molecule that's part of cannabis. That's pretty interesting, right? But what's also interesting is that we all have an endocannabinoid system, meaning that we had this part of our bodies.
That means the cannabis, so Lit Club, my company that I rebranded, my company used to be called the Endocannabinoid System Company,
ECSCO. But too much for someone to
like. Too much, yeah. But the endocannabinoid system is a fourth system of the human body. This is something that needs to be taught in med schools, because in medical school, they're learning three systems of the human body and then not learning an entire system. And then they're wondering, why can't we cure these diseases? Well, because you're missing an entire part of the human body and how the human body works.
Wow.
So if you can understand how the endocannabinoid works, which plenty of scientists and doctors are doing today.
Sure.
If you can figure out how that connects to the system, that's why when researchers come out and say cancer is being cured by certain cannabinoids, other researchers and doctors sitting around going like, that's nuts, that's crazy, yeah. that's not how cancer works. Yeah. Well, of course, you have to understand the endocannabinoid system. And once you do, then it all starts to come together and really make sense and combine the human body.
And, you know, is a fact. It's like people think, oh, how does he know this? But
people, go on PubMed.
Well, not even that. People don't realize that women who are pregnant, when they're breastfeeding, their body actually produces CBD in the milk that they give to their child during breastfeeding, because it helps with calmness and stimulation of appetite.
I did not know that.
And that a natural thing that the body's giving to their own, you know, child. It's pretty interesting. So, you know, a lot of it was based on bureaucracy, and we talk about that. But let's not get so, man, I got deep with Amir at 4 o'clock in the morning. Did you party all night? Were you up all night? Is that he's like, I'm chatting away. Maybe I was dancing all night.
We had fun, dude.
You know how it is. Of course we have fun. And so since it's the morning, you know, I ask a lot of my guests this question. Since we're a radio station, we kind of throw anything on the fly. What kind of music you want to do a little baking out for? And all you guys that are with us, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're home, get cracking out of bed, and you're like, I'm going to crack open the Wake and Bake show. And you're pulling out a nug. Why don't you just grab it, whether it's some bud, whether it's some hash, whether it's some oil, whether it's a pen. Come and smoke with us and enjoy your morning with us on the Wake and Bake show. But what would you like to, when you're getting up in the morning and waking and baking, what's your song? If you had to pick a song to throw on the background music, what would you be busting out? What
do you feel like? If you know. Yeah. Right. On a morning like this, I'm a little trappy sometimes.
Let's trap it up. Like, whatever.
I'm kind of hyper right now. I had one of I would go Yellow Claw right now or something.
So let's type in a Yellow Claw and see if the Yellow Claw comes up. Yes, and Yellow Claw comes up.
There we go.
And then when we talk about Yellow Claw, we are going to see, 67 million listens to DJ Turn It Up.
Whoa.
And then you have In My Room by Feet, Ty Dolla $ign, and Tyga, 122 million. Let's hear that for a second and see what that's got going on here. All right. Break out your nugs. This is Purple Haze Radio. Thank you guys for joining with us. Really glad you guys tune in to get some crazy facts and fuck around with us and smoke and maybe get educated on some stuff. We'll see, right? In time, we will know.
This coconut is fire.
Coconut is fire, see? Like, damn. Is that shit really coconut? Does that taste like coconut? But it has that fucking, it has a little bit of kush, so it's a little earthy, you know? And then, just to wake us up in the morning, what is the shit you probably brought? He brought Lit Club CBD, Lit Club CBD infused cold brew coffee, organic Arabica coffee. So I would say this music and this Arabica CBD infused coffee, that sounds like a good way to start the morning right now.
What you think?
I'm going to try that shit right now.
Try it. Let me know what you think, man.
I like how it's bottled like this.
Thank you. Yeah, let me know. Just as a coffee guy, what would you think?
You know, it's not. It's actually it tastes pretty good. You have to shake it. The shaking part.
A little shaky.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me not make a mess and get fucking CBD coffee all over my computer.
And not too much, actually, because we just got this new filter in there that makes it so that there isn't too much crap sitting at the bottom with the coffees,
you know?
So it's actually a really clean coffee in that sense.
Wow. So you're saying you could drink this. It's not bad. You could taste the very natural coffee taste, but it's not like so strong. And you didn't add sugar, right?
No.
It doesn't. Yeah, I could taste. It's not sweet at all.
Yeah, it's just a straight black, but
Is Arabica? Is like that sound just Arabica. Organic Arabica coffee. It just sounds like it's a good bean. It sounds like some good shit, right? Tell us about the Arabica bean.
It's one of the dark roasts here. It has a really rich flavor.
That's what it is. It's that dark roast taste. You know, the dark roast is the shit. If you don't have to add no, you know, if you're not going to add no sugar, at least then you have that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if you kind of taste it, there's some chocolatey undertones in there too. I try to get it so it's not too thick and bitter.
Wow, you really... So, and is there a way of actually filtering it to change the flavor, or is it only based on the bean?
There, yeah, yeah. What I noticed is when we went with this new filter, not as much of the crap got through, so it's a lot of just like...
Wow.
It's really... If you could feel it, it's and really smooth.
And you don't get high from this at all, huh?
Not at all. Completely non-psychoactive.
And then you're still getting a little bit of the CBD in you.
Yeah, so essentially the goal is, you know, sometimes when you have caffeine, I mean, caffeine's a drug. So when you come up on caffeine, you get a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of paranoia sometimes. Sometimes a little bit of jitters. CBD, just a little bit of that. We got 20 milligrams in here. That's a tiny, tiny dose. I compare that
to... So I have a question. Does CBD in coffee cancel out the effects of the caffeine?
It doesn't cancel out the good effects of the caffeine. It cancels out the negative effects of the caffeine.
There is the question. He's like, damn, I didn't think he would be for such a stoned person this early in the morning, be known to ask me a question like that, huh? Oh, yeah.
It's this coffee. It keeps us on point, man.
Yeah. See, I'm already getting sharper and sharper the second I took the CBD. It started hitting my brain cells, started going ching, 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 ching. Let's change it up. What's another song you want to throw on? Give me another. I've had some interesting fucking jams from people that I was like, wow. What's another favorite on the list?
I got one for you. I'm going to check the name for you right here.
You had a lot of interesting guests all these years on your show. Tell a little bit about you and when you were on the Z420 TV when you interviewed me.
Yeah.
Tell them about that wild... you can talk about that particular show if you want to, but just tell everybody about like how many, you know, shows you've done, some interesting people. You had Charlotte Green, you've had Cheryl, you've had like a lot of...
Yeah.
It was like, give a little cavalcade, come on. Don't be bashful.
I was in politics for a really long time in my 20s, thinking that, you know, going in and changing things from the inside is actually works. But I realized if you want to be a good, honest, moral person, government's probably not the best place to be, and maybe the cannabis industry is a better place to be.
I got you. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, and...
An interesting way.
Yeah, and that time...
And that inspired you to do the show?
Yeah, yeah. One of my homies asked me, because I was always the guy who was doing, you know, selling weed and stuff to the homies and, you know, doing that. Doing the side hustle and everything.
Yeah, of course. Sometimes you gotta have a little side hustle.
Yeah, you know how I was making my money. But, you know, so everybody kind of knew me as, you know, oh, Amir has really good weed and stuff. So, hey, I have a show. You want to do this? You do politics. You like weed. So it was a very political focused show. I was focusing a lot on legislation. I was bringing politicians on.
Like give example. That's pretty interesting. So you actually had politicians came on and you just talked to them flat out about like what they thought about weed, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about some of them. Who did you have on?
I had my friend Arturo Alas. I was working on a congressional campaign with him. And then I had some people from the Republic. So I had the board of the Los Angeles County Republican Party come on the show.
That's
I had
tight.
The first and second vice chairman come on the show, and they were pretty pro cannabis. Even 2 years ago in the Republican Party, saying you were pro cannabis 2 years ago was not a popular sentiment. Today,
and
it's
that,
very
but
popular.
Let me tell you something that was pretty interesting. I actually had an experience when I went down 2015 High Times. They gave out this award for the top pioneers in cannabis, and I was really blessed to have gotten one of the 50 awards, and it was in D.C., and we got to, like, chill, and it was at this, you know, at the Hilton, and we were told that, like, you could have personal weed. You couldn't buy it, but you could have it on you and possess it and smoke it, and there was, like, nothing you could do about it, and... I'm like, wow, how wild in Washington fucking D.C. is that? So we're, like, at the Hilton. We go outside to go. Everybody's, like, puffing outside. And some wild fucking guard guy comes running by. He's like, "You can't do that. I'm calling the police." And everyone's like, "Okay, call the police." And a cop fucking pulls up. And he's pointing, everybody's sitting out smoking, the cop's looking at him, he's looking at him, he's like looking back, and he fucking drives off. He's like, and everybody started cheering. It was probably like the wildest thing ever. And then like when we were at the show, like in that hotel is like a famous hotel where all these congressmen and all these different people from different parties, secret fucking security agents, like all kinds of wild motherfuckers are all over this building. And here is going on this like awards thing and then a convention where there are all these booths talking about cannabis stuff from all over the country. And then like I'm hearing things about like friends of mine chilling with fucking congressmen on Instagram, like taking shots of like being with guys that are fucking smoking up just to show that it's like, yo, we're Republicans, we're kind of cool on this shit, don't think we're all fucking stuck up like that. So it was kind of like wild, because I felt like, wow, like even to be in some place like D.C., which is like such a federal sovereignty of things, and even just doing that thing and having that happen at the Hilton was showing me how much like things changed over the years, you know, and how much stuff's changing and evolving. And there's like 25 medical states, 27 medical states. There's like 8 or 9 recreational states and more that are being implemented, and then places all over the country, all over the world.
It's legal. It's legal in some sense in almost every single state, minus I think a few now.
And then Canada, oh man, gonna blow it up. Canada's blowing up this year. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried about, you know, California regulations, for example, and we're like, well, where we're going around the world.
California, this is
the start.
Cali is 55 electoral votes, and that means a lot to whoever wants to be a president. And you're talking about a state that's going to come into like $5 to $7 billion this year in fucking revenue that's going to come down from all the stuff that's going to go on. It's going to get bigger and bigger. And then like people are so pro natural in Cali, and herb is a natural herb, you know, I mean, like people are getting off addictions, this, a lot of things, ailments are being saved, and you know, Big Pharma's getting like blows here and there, and campaign guys are fucking losing money and all that type of shit, and they're trying real hard to protect the billions that they have. But you know what? You still make billions. Enjoy the billions, or help deregulate it. You're not going to get a stronghold on it. There's thousands of strains all over the world. It's impossible. It's a weed. It grows and evolves and changes and fucking pollinates, and just, you know, can't kill it. You know, it took a long time as far as bureaucracy for paper, you know, for, you know, cotton, and for all kinds of various reasons it was made illegal, and not because it wasn't good for you and that God didn't put in the ground so it could rise up and battle all kinds of diseases and weathers and help you in your life, even in the smallest way, you know.
Yeah, and that's to what you're saying is deregulation and decriminalization is the best way for cannabis to flourish.
Yeah, 20-year reign, but guess what? It's over.
Yep.
Because now they put the foot down and they say, yo, you ain't going to be able to stop what we have going on at this point, you know?
Exactly.
You won't be able to change the wheel of what is happening in America, because there's too many people who had cancer and now they don't. There are too many people with ailments, and they decided to do what they needed to do to change things in this world, and they found that themselves, and the people are the ones that voted and made the shit sway. So thank you for all those motherfuckers that stood in line, all those people in all different ages who actually tried to make as much of a difference as they can. You maybe didn't get everything you want, but let me tell you, you made a ripple.
And you know what? Thank you to you older guys who were doing this. Like, I've been doing this for about 8 years, and I tell people, I'm like, yeah, 8 years ago, I could have gone to prison for about like 5 years or something. But you older guys, it was a way, way bigger risk doing this stuff and building the groundwork to get to here.
The guys before us and the guys before us and before them, you know, guys like Neville, who brought the beautiful purple haze and all those hazes that you have in America and all over the world, and all these guys that traveled the world, got these strains, thought it was worth it to put it out to the world, and then they brought them in, and then they became federally, like, on the run for the rest of their lives. Like, props to a lot of those guys that today might be driving in the car somewhere in the world and hearing this fucking broadcast and laughing because they've had to hide out for 20 fucking years. And a lot of them died and gave strains and genetics and prize shit to some blessed people. Who you, and you know who you are around the world. You know. And you know, props again to those are the true props, guys. And, yeah. And to Jack Herrera and Emperor of Hemp going in the streets and letting people realize that hemp, you know, is something that should be legal. It doesn't get you high. It could be in lotion. It could be in paper. It could be rope. It could be a fucking car. Ford made a car out of hemp resin. He took a sledgehammer to the motherfucker and realized, oh shit, that stuff ain't dent. I don't know if that's economically smart.
There's a video of that car on company. YouTube. Yeah, so they go have check it out yeah, if you don't sure. believe them. It's no. true.
Yeah, I wonder. You think there'd be that many people that, because I said that, are like, oh, I don't really believe him. He can't be. He's too high. Is you drank too much of the CBD coffee today? And then what's this other thing you got here? What's the thing in the tubes?
So check it out. We got some of our Lit Club Forbidden Fruit. This is our pre-roll joint here that we have a different standard with these here. So we were talking about this Forbidden Fruit the strain earlier. Fruit. Now if you want to give it a try, spark it up, see what you think.
I
do not
want to try this early in the morning something named Forbidden Fruit. Look, any bud's good is good. And everyone knows that I'm a connoisseur of all these years of bud, won multiple cannabis cups and stuff like that. So I know that no one would ever come into this office and not bring me some fucking good chronic regardless. But let alone it sounds so delicious that I'm going to spark up some forbidden fruit. So what are you guys smoking on today? Let us know. Don't forget, we're always launching ourselves on Facebook Live. So if you're like, I don't know if this guy actually lit. Yeah, he did. That delicious forbidden fruit. Damn, yeah. That actually tastes pretty good. Yeah, we're lighting up some forbidden fruit today. I know you guys would want that on your drive today if you had to, like... Well, actually, I'm not suggesting that anybody smokes and drives. I might get in trouble for that one. But before... or a lot earlier, or during your break, or whenever you need to do a little puffy, you might want to try some forbidden fruit. Sounds definitely scrumptious, doesn't it?
It's a real nice high. It's something nice. It could be nice for the morning.
It's got some. Really no, nice it does have that little fruity taste to it. And so indica sativa hybrid. What are we talking
it's,
about?
It's you know what. This is a point of debate. Leafly claims that it's an indica.
Ah.
I personally say that it is a hybrid that is right in the middle. So that's a point of debate right
now,
there.
This is the thing, is that there are different phenotypes of the same plant, meaning that one might have been that way and one batch might have came out a little bit different.
Correct. And there are, I've had a lot of different batches of the Forbidden, and there are some that lean indica, thank you, some that lean sativa, and there's the point of debate. There are different phenotypes, and you're right. So that's why I say it's the perfect hybrid.
Oh, man. Look at that. I love how he was pushing the fruit like that. That's some good shit. Is it on the top list? I don't know. I might have to smoke a lot more. For sure. More than a joint. Might have to, like, negotiate a nice little sampling of nuggets.
I'm gonna have
to bring
some flour for you.
Hit up on the bong, because, you know, I'm the flour machine. See, I feel like when you're smoking through joints, there is something nice about smoking through a joint. I think all the people around the world that are cigarette smokers, you know, are going to relate to just being able to switch over to something healthier and that's actually helping their body. You know, but I'm a bong man. I like filtration. I do, man. Everybody likes all these different ways to smoke. Vaporizer, this, that. All
right, check it out. This is what we're going to do then. I'm going to rip one open
so
you can
do.
Have a say, transparency test to see.
Transparency test.
How clean this flower actually looks when you open
it. I like
the
sound of that. See?
We're going to do that.
My boy Amir is on his feet. He's been drinking a lot of his CBD curl coffee.
I'm on the second one right now.
Second, and you can hear how alert he is, you know? It's almost waking me up even more. And I had a long night. You know? Shit. I got lots of shit going on sometimes. Let's clear the bowl. Let's throw something else on. What else you got going on in your? Oh, actually, the bowl is already packed. Let's first clear.
That then, yeah.
Oh, actually, you should be clearing some shit too. Why don't you be packing a little coconut and joining me? Can't
let's
be. Can't you know? Sometimes when there's more than one bong out and bud all over to enjoy, you got to enjoy it, especially in sunny West Hollywood, California. Props to the West Coast for the beautiful weather that we are blessed with. And I know even though we're in January and you guys are fucking doing your thing and rolling around, you gotta, in the cold, freezing your butt off, at least you got weed.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to that, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. That's some good shit, though, for sure. Actually, the coconut is what I have. It's real good, but
it's real nice.
We're gonna objectively judge. It has like the coconut has like a nice little strong taste, but then has like that soft kind of aftertaste where it doesn't leave it like. You're like, oh, I tasted it. And then you have that stuff that kind of has like that weird aftertaste, and then your tongue like twists up because you're like, damn, that shit don't taste that good.
Yeah.
Or it sort of tasted good, and then, ooh, what was that afterbite
that
right there?
Yep.
That aftertaste. But that was some clean shit for sure. But let's try. All right, so. And it's all like it's really like broken up. So we'll
see. Yeah, we go through with different filters too to make sure that none of the little stems get in there. Those little millimeter long stems that rip joints open.
Is it kind of purpley or what? What's
it
up
is.
With
it's
this?
Like, yeah. It's about black purple.
Yeah, it kind of looks.
Look, yeah.
This shit looks dark. I've seen some stuff called like the black. Was it the black cherry or something like that? Yeah, something.
Black
like
cherry it. Soda looks
yeah,
similar.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. See?
Do I not got my shit or what? and they've renamed it 20 different things over the years too, because there's always something like similar to that shit. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try objectively.
Moment of truth.
Turn, 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 turn. It's good. It's tasty. It's better. It's way better than a bog.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
I prefer in dab form.
Oh yeah, no, I'm feeling a lot better from that. See, I would say I'm awake. Holy cow. Between CBD coffee, little crazy variety of bong hits that we were taking today, especially this like crazy black cherry thing. Amir's on the wake up tip, so all you motherfuckers, get the fuck up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. You got any, so aside from these two products, you guys got anything else going or no?
Yeah, man. We got, we have a CBD muscle rub lotion. We have a whole athlete team as well that we have bringing into the cannabis space.
So athlete team, break that down.
Yeah, so we have athletes from different sports that we're bringing into the company to really start normalizing cannabis in a sense. And with what they're going to be doing is representing our product. And there's certain companies that are already doing this in a sense, like Weed Maps, for example, has a bunch of different athlete teams. But the goal is here to be pushing this out and showing that the highest level athletes are using cannabis, and not just kind of using cannabis, they're using it all the time. And it actually helps them achieve a lot of prosperity and efficiency with their body and their sport. And I can attest to that too, as somebody who's been an athlete all my life. And so what we're doing is we have one of the things the athletes are really stoked about is our CBD muscle rub. It's a muscle rub lotion, and we have a proprietary
So just explain it. You just throw it on, and how long does it last for?
The muscle rub?
Yeah.
you know, we had a Olympic gymnast try it, and he had some pains that went away. It was a few hours
now,
and gone.
Does it absorb into the muscle, into the skin? Like, I was always curious, does it permeate through the skin, and then you get CBD into like the inner layers of your tissue, or like how does that go down with a lotion?
Yes, so there are certain oils that you can use in a lotion that help absorb better into the human skin. So we have a blend of those certain oils. One of them is just coconut oil. Coconut is something that absorbs well.
Very
into
good
the skin.
For very very good for the skin. But is there any warning as far as not to like go out in the sun, because could that fry somebody up, like as far as that, or what's the deal with that?
No. The blend that we use, we put a blend together where when you put it on, I say there's coconut oil in there, but you rub that in there. I made sure, because my thing is, as an athlete, if I need to put a muscle rub on and then it's oily on my body, then that's not really working out for me. Yeah, so we made
sure.
A blend that
you
rub that in.
I get you.
And
I get you.
It's a nice blend that goes in.
So it just soaks right in. It kind of
right
dries
there,
up
yeah.
real quick
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. And then with the oils in there, you'll see like emu oils on the market a lot, because emu oil, for example, is another oil that helps absorb deep into the human skin. But we don't like to use that.
So you got that. So. We're getting towards the end of the show, and it was definitely like so great catching up with you. Do you have
you
have a website or any kind of shout outs, or anybody you want to do a shout out to? You got your time on the spot for a second. So
yeah, man, you guys can check us out at lit.club is our website. You can check us out on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We are Lit
and
Club
give them
Life.
And give them for each one. What do you got going on? Tell them.
With what?
Yeah, so Instagram, what's the exact word? Because for stoners, can't go so quick. You got to let them
yes.
know what's crack-a-lacking.
So, for stoners, we made this easier. So we got a name that didn't change across social media platforms.
Oh, shit.
To make this easier for all of us, including myself, Lit Club Life. On all social media.
Lit Club Life. So check it out. You're going to check out these great... great products that Amir fucking brought over. I like this coffee, man. That's like, I'm not as much of a coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it truly, if you want something that is organic, tastes very clean, you know, not, you know, like just not too strong, but like refreshing. You could just take it back almost type of thing. That's my impression I got from trying it this morning. And I don't really like, you know, coffee kind of makes my stomach upset. So I'm not one of those people that like, I need the coffee to get up. Like, oh, I can't get out of bed. I'm going to fucking die if I like don't have my coffee. I hardly ever drink coffee. When I was young, yeah, I used to take it back like a motherfucker. But I don't know what happened. Maybe like my stomach changed.
You know,
one
of the reasons that I went with cold brew is that it's about 70% less acidic, so it's much better on your stomach.
It's the acidity. That's what it is.
And the cold brew.
I took it, and that was actually great. I would drink. I'm not gonna say I'd be drinking them all the time, but if I was feeling like a cough, like what's the shelf life on something like that?
About 6 months. So we make them. We make them to order.
Yeah, that's cool. 6 months.
Yeah.
That's decent. Like, I would never, like, I don't think I'd ever, like, think I'd go wait that fucking long. With it. So
yeah.
You can't get high from it.
Yeah.
So you could drink them, you know, mainly all the time. So 6 month shelf life is actually pretty good. Well, thank you. And thank you for all you guys that are listening to us and log in at whatever times you reach us, either 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m., 4:20 p.m., check out the Wake and Bake show and all the different shows we have. And hopefully Amir will come back and start his own show and bless us. I've been trying to rope a few of our first guests on to come bless us and do some shows. So hopefully he'll come in with a more political standpoint, because we have to fill that one. And we have a couple of slots that we're trying to pull on some cool guests. But we do have Money B from Digital Underground with his kicking hip-hop and cannabis show. We got Steve Perkins from from Jane's Addiction, and then Porno for Pyros and The Strokes and all kinds of fucking groups that Monster has been in, and other celebrities and groups. Frank Shamrock's going to do a UFC show with us And we're really going to mix it up and do a lot of cool stuff to entertain you guys, educate you guys. We got great featured DJs from around the world giving us our own custom mixes for you on Purple Haze Radio. Also, we're going to do live concerts of old school shit just to educate. And even if you don't want to get educated, if you're just fucking curious, doesn't matter what age you are, check out some shit that lots of cultures and lots of people were interested in, are interested in, still interested in. We're going to do concerts of the Dead, Fish, Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, Government Mule, 311, just fucking band after band after band that you guys can enjoy at 7:10 p.m. on the Oil Hour. This is Andrew Fitzcallison, this is Purple Haze Radio, and this is the Wake and Bake Show. Thank you, guys. And always, roll a spliffy, roll one, puff tough, and we out.